Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam, Masechta Sanhedrin and Laws of the High Court and the Sefer Shef in the Book of Judgment, where we begin now regarding the formation of the Sanhedrin, which in the halacha of deciding the court case, we go based on the laws of the majority. As Rambam gets halacha alpha regarding what are the general rules regarding capital punishment, regarding monetary cases. So Be'ezin Shenechleku, when the court has a disagreement. So Miktasin Amim Zakai, some of them say that he's vindicated. Some say, no, he's guilty. You go after the majority. You go after the majority to tilt and incline the judgment. But when we say this, regarding monetary cases, regarding other things, if it's prohibited and permitted, and if it's pure or impure, but similar types of things. Regarding capital punishment, if they have a disagreement regarding this sinner, if it should be executed or not, so if the majority were vindicating him, he's let off the hook. But if the majority held he's guilty, he's not going to be executed, only if the ones who hold he's guilty is more than those who hold he's not guilty, by shnoyim, has to be by two, not by one. Which from tradition they learn, this is what the Torah prescribes and says, says, but however, they should not go after the bad after the majority. In other words, to say, if the majority are tilted towards the bad, in other words, to execute, you don't go after them, until it's a larger inclining. And that those who hold this guilty holds by two. Shemaik says in the pasuk, "Lintes acharam lahatis," a double terminology to tilt after the majority. To tilt at the eskal taiva, yes, to tilt for the good is one time acharam lahatis. That's al piyachad based on one. But lada for bad is al pishnaim, has to be based on two. But really, all these words are from tradition from Moshe from Har Sinai. Halacha Beis continues regarding adding on to the judges when you're having a composition of a court for monetary law. So Bezin Shal Shlesha Shenechleku, regarding a court of three judges, which they're educating a monetary case, who have a disagreement. Shnaimim two say Zakai, he's vindicated. Vechadim one says Chayiv, no, he's guilty. Chayiv Zakai, so he's exempt. Shnaimim two say Chayiv, he's obligated. Vechadim one says Zakai, he's not. Har is a chayiv, because you have, again, you go after the majority, whether that's zakah or chayiv. Let's say echadim is zakah, one says he's merits. Echadim is chayiv, one says the demerit, that he's guilty. Echadim any day, the third one says, I don't know. Oy, shamr shnaim zakah chayiv, even if two of them say he's guilty or not guilty. But vashlishi, any day, the third one says, I don't know, comes out, the one who says, I don't know, it's like as if he's not here. So you only have two judges, and you need to have three. Then yisivah deyon mishnaim, so then they add on two more judges. Nimzer comes out, Chamisha Nesim Nesim Dabba come out, now you have five that are discussing this case, because even the one that originally said, I don't know, by this type of case, he can go back and advocate with them. So now you have five people discussing. Let's say Amr Shleishim, let's say three of them say Zakai, that he's vindicated. Shnaim Amchayim to say he's guilty, okay? Three against two, how is a Zakai? He's Zaycha. Amr Shleishim, let's say three said Chayim is liable, Shnaim Zakai, and two say he's not liable, he's a Chayim. That's three against two, that is Chayim. Let's say two of them say Zakai Shnaim Mehem Chayiv, two against two. Vechadim, and the fifth one, the deciding vote says, any day, I don't know, comes out that you're not really deciding guilty or not guilty. So Mesiva Shnaim, you have another two. Aval Imram Rabbah, but let's say four of them say Zakai or Chayiv, that he's he merits or not. Vechadim, and the fifth one says, any day, I don't know. In this case, even though you have a judge that's not sure, that we're saying like as if he's not here, it doesn't make a difference. You still remain with four, which is already the requisite amount of three. And when we're adding on judges, you could have an equal amount of judges, although we generally have odd numbers. Oh, in that case, let's say three of them say Zakai. Ve'echad chai, but only one says chai. Ve'echad one says, any day, I don't know. Then main shahoy is that sha'ama any day, who sha'ama any day, but clearly whether the one who says, I don't know now, is the one who originally said, I don't know. Bein shama'acha, whether it's a different one of the five judges says, I don't know, it doesn't make a difference. It's enough. Holchama'acha, Rebbe, go after the majority, which that in this case would be that he would be zeicher. Now, let's say, however, it's 50-50. Somewhere in the middle, it's half saying one way, half saying another way. And the deciding vote, vechadim any day, says, I don't know. Again, harayel mesiv and shlamechem, they have to add another two, up to seven. And so if there's doubts where you're constantly having an equal split vote with the deciding vote saying, I don't know, you continue adding and adding and adding until you get the number 71. When you get to 71, ba'amu shleishim b'chamisha, and 35 say chayv, guilty. U'shleishim b'chamisha, 35 say zakai, not guilty. Ve'achrem, and the deciding vote says, any day, I don't know. Neisim and neisim yimoy, then they have to discuss this and hash this out. Atsheyachsel debi hatzada echad, until that deciding vote tilts to one of the sides. And benimtu, and then you come out, shleishim b'shishim ezakim, or mechayv, that 36 will be either guilty or not guilty, but he has to decide. And if he doesn't back out, or neither any one of them, and everyone is stuck in the stalemate, a situation of doubt, and we can't decide it. And then we go with the halach of chazaka, which is whoever is in the presumed positioning of it right now gets to hold on to it because we're not deciding this case. Whoever says, I don't know, in a Turk loss of Tamil Prabhupada, does not have to give a reason for his opinion. Ulaidi, and to let them know, what's the reason why he comes to a situation that he's not sure. In contrast, Kederich Shemar Hamazaka, Me'ezit Hamazaka, when someone says he's not guilty, he has to say why he holds like that. V'machayiv, Me'ezit Hamachayiv, and the one who holds is guilty has to say why he is guilty. The one who says, I don't know, does not have to explain why he holds, I don't know. And again, we continue adding on in those types of circumstances.